Boeing announces another deal with a leasing company. Alaska Airlines mechanics have a new contract. And Gulfstream earns a provisional TC for the G650. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, November 21st, 2011. I love to start with good news when I can, and these days, any aviation manufacturer announcing a big sale qualifies. ACG, the Aviation Capital Group leasing company, has signed a commitment with Boeing for 35 737 MAX airliners and a firm order for 20 next-gen 737-800s. The Newport Beach, California-based ACG is the first airplane leasing company to announce a commitment to the 737 MAX. The new MAX family will be powered by the CFM International LEAP 1B engine, offering what Boeing claims will be a 7% operating cost advantage over tomorrow's competition. They further say the airplane will have the capacity for increased range while providing better fuel efficiency than today's already efficient next-gen 737. With this announcement, ACG has ordered or committed to a total of 151 Boeing planes, including 15 next-generation 737s, for which ACG acquired delivery positions from an airline in 2006. The FAI has certified that the Clark School's Gamera human-powered helicopter team set world records earlier this year for flight duration and for flight duration with a female pilot. They included a 4.2-second flight on May 12th, and an 11.4-second flight on July 13th. Gamera was designed and built by a team of 50 students at the Clark School and piloted by biology student and competitive cyclist Judy Wexler. The team is currently working on a new vehicle in pursuit of the Sikorsky Prize. The new vehicle will be lighter and more efficient than the original. They hope to have it completed this spring. Between the flights in May and July, the students enhanced Gamera's cockpit and transmission and added LEDs to its landing gear that turn on when the vehicle is off the ground. Alaska Airlines and AMFA, the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association, have announced ratification of a new 5-year contract for the carrier's 626 aircraft technicians and related employees. The agreement includes annual pay raises, additional job protection provisions, a long-term contract bonus, and a shared commitment between Alaska Airlines and AMFA to work on minimizing healthcare cost increases. Fred Moore, Alaska Airlines VP of Maintenance and Engineering, commented, quote, "This contract recognizes the professionalism and skill of our technicians and provides long-term security for our employees, the union, and the airline," unquote. Alaska Airlines and AMFA reached a tentative agreement on the new contract last month. The contract becomes amendable on October 17, 2016. AMFA says it is the largest craft union representing aircraft technicians and related employees and serves members at Alaska, Mesaba, and Southwest Airlines. Gulfstream Aerospace has got past the heartache of an unforeseen test flight tragedy and the unique problems associated with building its first fly-by-wire bizjet. The company says it's received a provisional type certificate from the FAA for the big new G650. This clears the way for the company to begin interior completions in preparation for customer deliveries in the second quarter of 2012, as it originally planned. Provisional type certificates have become more common in general aviation over the past 15 years. Both the Gulfstream 5 and the G550 were issued PTCs before receiving full certification. The four G650 aircraft in the flight test program have now flown more than 2,225 hours during more than 675 flights. Among its achievements, the plane has been flown for more than 14 consecutive hours, with flight test data confirming its ability to achieve 7,000 nautical miles at Mach 0.85 and 5,000 nautical miles at Mach 0.9. With a top speed of Mach 0.925, the G650 claims to be the world's fastest civilian jet. An amendment to a bill funding the Federal Communications Commission, offered by Senator Pat Roberts, a Kansas Republican, would prohibit the commission from spending federal funds to deploy LightSquared's 4G broadband technology until it can be proven the technology will not interfere with existing GPS receivers. NBAA President Ed Boland said Friday he welcomes the Roberts amendment. Quote, "Members are not opposed to the development and deployment of new or improved technology systems like LightSquared, as long as it is conclusively proven that it will not result in radio interference with GPS systems or pose any threat to the global aviation transportation system, unquote. The amendment is expected to be offered for inclusion in the Financial Services and Government Affairs Appropriations Bill, now before the Senate. That legislation mirrors a companion measure approved by the House of Representatives earlier this year and comes amid continually growing opposition to the conditional waiver granted by the FCC earlier this year for LightSquared to build 40,000 transmitters across the country for terrestrial deployment of its proposed broadband wireless network. Up next on ANN, Washington's governor proposes a plan to compete for Boeing's business. NextEnt Aerospace names an overseas sales agent. And Southwest Airlines will be the subject of a new reality show. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, November 21st. If you haven't looked at it yet, check out the first edition of our new weekly video news wrap-up, Airborne, at aero-tv.net. Let us know what you think and be on the lookout for candidates for our Video of the Week feature. Governor Christine Gregoire of Washington State has unveiled a series of action items intended to ensure that the Boeing 737 MAX, which is expected to support up to 20,000 direct and indirect jobs, will be built and manufactured in Washington State. The state and its unions have recently enjoyed an unprecedented level of pro-union intervention by the Obama administration, but perhaps in a look ahead to next year's general election, Gregoire says, quote, "I never take anything for granted, especially in the global market, where business can go anywhere at a speed unknown even a decade ago," unquote. The governor's proposal includes spending another $700,000 in high schools to train students at that level to enter the workforce, more than $9 million to attract more engineering candidates in colleges, and a new governor's aerospace office to provide focus, direction, oversight, and coordination to grow Washington State's aerospace industry. The governor's action agenda follows the release of a competitive analysis conducted by Accenture, which examined Washington's competitiveness and Boeing's potential return on investment from selecting a 737 MAX assembly site in 8 states with existing or emerging aerospace industries. NextEnt Aerospace says it has entered into an agreement that authorizes Action Aviation to become the exclusive sales agent for the 400 XT in Europe, the Middle East, and India. The plane received full FAA certification this year after 3 years of development and flight testing and saw its first deliveries last month. It has a range of 2,005 nautical miles with 4 passengers and IFR reserves, and that's enough for flights originating in Europe, the Middle East, and India to easily reach other major destinations throughout Europe and Asia. The 400 XT starts with a remanufactured airframe from the Beechjet 400, enhanced with new state-of-the-art technology including the Williams FJ44 3AP turbofan engine, Rockwell Collins ProLine 21 avionics, and completely rebuilt interiors. All life-limited components are taken back to zero-time status, either through replacement or complete overhaul. The 400 XT is considered a new type in the aircraft blue book. Cruise speed is 460 knots. Fuel efficiency improves 25% to 30% over the original, and the noise level meets Stage 4 requirements. A number of orders have been received, including a 40-plane order from Flight Options LLC, the second-largest company in the private jet travel business. WSGI, World Surveillance Group Incorporated, has confirmed that free-flight testing and customer demonstrations of the Argus-1 UAV will take place at the U.S. Department of Energy Nevada test site early next month, sponsored by the U.S. Department of Defense. They've been moved there from the Proving Ground facility in Yuma, Arizona. At the exercises, WSGI says it will test and demonstrate the Argus-1 for DoD sponsors. The company says it's also in discussions to conduct flights in Oklahoma within the U.S. Army's Fort Sill restricted airspace. WSGI intends to announce test flight results after approvals from the sponsoring bodies. The Argus-1 is an unmanned, high-altitude airship. When a Comtel charter flight from Amritsar, India to Britain landed in Vienna, where the airline is based, for fuel, the passengers got an unwelcome surprise. The Associated Press reports that Britain's Channel 4 broadcast a video in which a Comtel crew member is seen telling the passengers they'll have to kick in some cash if they want to continue their trip to Birmingham. Passengers without cash in their pockets or purses were told to deplane, one at a time, in order to get money from ATMs in the airport. They were asked for about $205 each, but children under two were allowed to continue without paying. In all, the flight was delayed about 6 hours while the necessary money was raised, but they did eventually reach Birmingham. Comtel told the Associated Press the problem was with travel agents, who booked passengers on the flight but didn't pass the money along to the airline. Comtel's parent company, Bhupinder Chandra, insists that it is solvent, but a similar problem happened Thursday when passengers on a flight that had not yet departed Amritsar were required to pay an additional $200 before takeoff. Meanwhile, there was conflicting information in the UK. Birmingham airport officials said that all Comtel flights for the weekend had been canceled. Comtel said all flights would operate on schedule. India Today reported that more than 600 people on four flights were thought to have been affected by the issue. And finally today, Southwest Airlines announced Thursday that production is underway on a new series giving viewers a behind-the-scenes look at modern air travel, sharing operations and personal customer and employee stories. The reality series will air on TLC, and the network has ordered 13 half-hour episodes. They're being produced by ITV Studios America. A title and premiere date have not yet been set. The airline says viewers will see aspects of Southwest that have never been profiled in the past. Linda Rutherford, Southwest Airlines VP of Communication and Strategic Outreach, welcomes the show. Quote, "We are excited to open our doors to TLC viewers because our employees will be wonderful ambassadors to reveal the behind-the-scenes happenings of working for an airline," unquote. Production began over the weekend at Baltimore Washington International Airport and Denver International Airport. Creative Artists Agency brokered the deal on behalf of Southwest. You know, I have to observe that based on my own experience with Southwest Airlines, Linda's right. Sometimes it seems as if Southwest is the only carrier on which I fly whose people are happy. And several have gone above and beyond the call to help me over the years when travel didn't work out exactly as planned. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's the Best of Bob. From 2009, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves explains the physiology of flying after dark, something we're doing a lot more of this time of year, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.